This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Selling at TedNugent.com, but they're fun. Re-elect that MF-er. You want to be more obnoxious than Trump's hats, which I don't think are obnoxious at all, but they're obnoxious to the left. Keep America great, makes them mad. Make America great, makes them mad. This is a short segment, long segment coming up with Ted Nugent. Then I'll open the phones up again and go to callers that are holding. Ted Nugent here. It's got to scare the Democrats at a core level. Well, first I'll finish the point you made when we got interrupted by the break. You were talking about sitting around these campfires with law enforcement and military people and how they're shifting from just doing their job to realizing the war is on.
Yeah, you know, I think there's something going on that's out of our reach, no matter how many connections we may have and how we enter the inner circle of Donald Trump's regime right now, which I genuflect at the altar of this great man. He is just pulling off miracle after miracle. He's really touching the heart and soul and representing the heart and soul of the best American families out there. Just praise God for that. This is one of those divine intervention moments like the Founding Fathers. Believe me when I tell you that. But my point is that the cruelty, the viciousness, the criminality, the arson, the looting, the savagery, the demonicy of the left in Philadelphia, and in Portland and Seattle and in Atlanta and Minneapolis, when the liberal punks told the sheepdogs to back off, not protect the sheep, and welcome the wolves. That's really what those idiots have done in those cities as they burn to the ground and innocent lives are lost and families are destroyed. I believe that when Donald Trump wins, that will end. That when you try to loot, we will stop you from looting. I've been hanging out with sheriffs and state troopers, and I have great conversations with the Secret Service and the FBI and the different agents at these rallies. And I see a twinkle in their eye because I think when we get this great commander-in-chief reelected, we're just not going to allow looting and arson, the destruction of our great cities. We're just not going to allow it. And here's an example, Alex. I was born in Detroit, 1948. Right now, the great Detroit Chief of Police, James Craig, he is a hero of mine. He's a fellow Detroiter. He's a black chief of police in the Motor City. He told me he will not let arsonists burn. He will not let statues topple. He will not let punks graffiti family businesses. This chief of police in Detroit, James Craig, is a real sheepdog. He's a real law enforcement hero. And you notice that nobody's burning Jack Diddley in the Motor City because of this great law enforcement hero.
That's right. We've got this other deputy chief of police in Philadelphia who green-lit it. Why do you think the Democrats are doing that, hoping it causes a chain reaction to blame Trump?
Yeah, you know, again, be very careful, my friend Alex Jones. You might have an aneurysm if you try to figure out any logic. There is no logic behind
it. No, you're right. We should just oppose it. I just don't get why they do it. None of it makes sense.
It'll never make sense. So here's how we handle it. I know you respect your elders. I'm going to be 72
yes, sir,
here in a few weeks. Here's how you handle it. When old Yeller saves the child from the snake and the coyote, and he brings you the newspaper, give old Yeller a biscuit. When old Yeller foams at the mouth, shoot him between the eyes. I mean, it's old Yeller, good old Yeller biscuit, foaming at the mouth, old Yeller, bullet. I don't care why he's foaming at the mouth. I don't know how he got the rabies, but I'm going to have to shoot the son of a bitch. Are you with me?
Exactly. We need to stop playing games, even listening to them, and trying to just stand up to them.
Absolutely. And I think that's what's about to happen again. Here's an example. I don't have to fantasize. Detroit Chief of Police Warrior James Craig has made that stand. No arson. No looting, no graffiti, no riots, no Black Lives Matter marches and destroying their own neighborhoods. Everybody study the great Detroit Chief of Police, James Craig. That's how you do that. And when I wrote the foreword in a great book by the great Sheriff Joe Arpaio, and it's out right now, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, an American legend, by the book, in his own words, he will tell you how he would stop arson and looting and savagery by simply demanding law and order. It's so simple.
Back in 60 seconds. 60 seconds. Ted Nugent, stay with us. The miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3 to 5% curcuminoid, but we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level. And we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock. And despite that, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar. We are now 4.5 days out from the most historic election in world history, a referendum for Americanism versus globalism, communism versus freedom. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Ted Nugent, our guest.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, Ted Nugent's got so many great websites and Facebook accounts and Spirit of the Wild and Campfire and everything. Just go to TedNugent.com and you'll find everything there. It's amazing. I personally bought some of the gear, bought some of the ammo in the store, loved it. Just a great guy, and it's great to support him and the great work he does across the country. Because even Trump has said in Michigan and other key areas, it was Ted Nugent did thousands of events, thousands over the years, building up, getting people registered. He was talking about that. I want him to repeat that here in a moment. But for folks that just joined us, I don't want to have instant gratification civilization. I see Trump doing 5-6 rallies a day, being attacked, being lied about, losing over $1 billion as they harass his businesses, all the persecution. And I'm 47. And I can barely handle the attacks I'm under, and they're not one-tenth the attacks he's under. And I just have to have admiration. It's not envy. It's not jealousy. It's admiration. It's such a good trait. That's such a good feeling to say, man, I really admire him to see what he's done. And you were talking about that. This is founding father type stuff. The fact that God gave us President Trump during this time to challenge these maggots and the example of him versus them. Ted, spend a few minutes, because I know this is something we should talk about, praising President Trump as an example.
Well, I've been so honored and humbled to spend time with the great man. There's something very spiritual about this crazy guy. I mean, I say crazy. He's crazy like you. He's crazy like me. He's crazy like this welder I know down the road that no matter what welding job you have, he shows up early and he welds something that'll never break, and then he goes to his next welding job and he leaves a vapor trail of high energy, of positive spirit. Just the energy from this president, you know, like the founding fathers define the history of slavery and tyranny and kings and emperors and despots, that was divine intervention, Alex. And I witnessed this great commander-in-chief, Donald J. Trump, and he goes from rally and rally, and he gets up there with piss and vinegar and vim and vigor. And I'm a high-energy guy. I mean, I get on stage, and I'll rock your face.
But could you do 5 shows a day? I mean, it's pretty amazing.
No. I did 3 concerts back-to-back, 3 2-hour shows in London, 1979. We kept selling them out, and I wanted to go home the next day, so we did all 3 in the same day.
Yeah.
And I got to admit, I was much younger back then, but I'll be 72 now, and he's got a few years on me. You should see the sparkle in this man's eye. Here's the bottom line. The most admirable attribute of a human being is believability. If you believe this man, you believe he believes in what he says and that he represents your beliefs, that identifies President Donald J. Trump. This man just wants to renegotiate global contracts to benefit the United States. He wants the United States to be the winner. He wants to have fair deals, and he wants to have fair trade. He wants to benefit the United States of America because this is the last best place. If we turn it over to the freaks like Pelosi and Biden and Harris, if we turn it over to them, we are Venezuela overnight.
I totally agree, but let's talk about that magic quality. And it's true. You've got it more than I do, and I've got some charisma because I believe in what I'm doing. But you've got a lot of charisma on air, even more in person. Trump, I've met you a few times. I've met Trump. Trump, his wife, it's even more. It's like you said, sparkle in the eye. You can't fake this. What the hell's this guy got going on?
Well, number one, he believes. He sees the threats to the American dream. He sees the violating, the oath violating by elected employees who have turned the corner into criminality, from Obama to Holder to Lynch to Lois Lerner to Adam Schiff. I mean, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton. We go right down the list of these gangbangers. I mean, it's MS-13, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and the Democrat Party. And people think
so he's dialed in a mission against evil, and he's jacked right into the power cord.
You know, when I hunt, it's samurai. It's out of body. I think I become real close to Bruce Lee when I turned from the loudmouth, high-energy, flame-throwing guitar player into Cochise, Sitting Bull, Geronimo, Crazy Horse with my bow and arrow, and I work the edge of that swamp. I improvise, adapt, and overcome. I learned that from the U.S. Marine Corps heroes, the Navy SEALs, the Army Rangers that I get to train with. There's a higher level of awareness. Trump's got it because he sees the threats to America, and he's going to use every maneuver, every trick, every law he can to stop the Marxists. It's that critical. He's saving his family from the wolves. That's his motivation.
And as he said, they don't hate me, they hate you, they've got to get through me. He is in the zone. If there's a zone within the zone, and I've never praised anybody like this, folks, but I mean, we need to thank God for Trump. We really need to thank our lucky stars, and we need to appreciate it because my God, imagine if we wouldn't have had Trump with these other weak Republicans, where we'd be, Ted Nugent.
Hey, Alex, let me expound on the ultimate sucker punch, the counter punch, the double tap to solar plexus that Donald Trump and we the people have at our disposal. I hear Rush Limbaugh, who I have great admiration for, people will call and go, well, what else can we do but vote? And Rush was kind of stumbling. He didn't really know what else you can do but vote, but get other people to vote, get other people to vote. No. Here's what you do. You call your mayor. You call your governor. You call your congressman and your senator and your alderman. You call your elected employees every day and go, I support President Trump. I support law and order. I support law enforcement.
Ted, I've got to interrupt you because what you said is the key. I almost started the show with this. We see college students expelled for saying they support Trump. We see people fired for it. They want to intimidate us. No, we have to wear the colors. We have to say it loud. I drive up and down the major roads in Austin almost every weekend in an armored vehicle because the left attacks us. Most people cheer us. But I just talk about Trump and how we're proud of Trump and proud of America. We have to exercise that in their damn face.
In their face. But again, leave a mark with your elected employees and tell them that you support Donald Trump. Drive them batty from we the people's perspective, the people who employ the senator, we employ the governor, we employ the mayor. But we need to tell them what their marching orders are, and that is that we support the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, we support the First Amendment, we want the Google punks to quit censoring us and denying us our First Amendment rights in the new electronic town square. And if you don't express that to your elected employees, they don't think you exist.
Well, that's more good news. Finally, they've sued Google, antitrust actions. They're going after the rest of them. And now Twitter and others are saying, oh, our employees did it. It's not us. So I see that as a good sign right now.
You know, I love what Ted Cruz is doing. He's putting their feet to the flames. But you see the response from those people. Those people are stoned. They're zombies. They're absolute freaks. hour and then look starry-eyed into the camera and go, I'm not censoring, I'm not suppressing, when that's all they do is censor and suppress. This is a great opportunity. But again, Alex, if the citizenry does not speak up in a consistent and adamant fashion, then when our elected employees represent us, it falls on deaf ears because they don't think they really represent us.
No, you're totally right. We got a lot of fire under their ass, demonstrate in front of their offices, call them every day, get active.
Every day.
Absolutely.
Drive them nuts.
Ted Nugent, TedNugent.com. Ted, I'm on your show the night before the election. Love to have you pop back in next week. Say hi to your wonderful wife and the rest of the crew. Again, people can visit TedNugent.com. You've got great ways to help people get engaged right there. We've got 30 seconds left. Final comment.
Bottom line, I'm having a great hunting season. Happy hunting season to the hunting families of this country. But everybody go to huntthevote.org. Huntthevote.org. Because not only is November 3 important, but every election after that. And we have to be registered and vote God, family, country, law, and order. My name is Ted Nugent, and I give a damn, and I vote.
Damn right. All right, Ted, we love you. Talk to you soon, my friend.
Live it up, Alice. Godspeed.
Absolutely. I tell you, I think of the sleeping giant's awakening, but is it enough? Or is it a day late, dollar short? I don't think it is, but the enemy's going to stage some false flags and more. All right, we got special guests coming up on the other side. You'll want to stay with us. Carlos Zapata and a special guest. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Ago, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show in Shasta, California. Just got up and said, you're declaring war on us. You lock us down, but you aren't locked down. That's siege. We're not going to put up with it. And now Bill Gates says it's 10 years. The UN says it's forever. And Europe's totally locked down. They're now trying to bring it here. This is war. Carlos Zapata is joining us. They've written a bunch of national articles demonizing him. They're really scared of him because he's a leader. And he wanted to bring on Terry Raposa, who is promoting the state of Jefferson, which I've been aware of the history for a long time. He can fill us in on that. You can find Carlos Zapata at Carlos_Zapata_1 and on Instagram at Carlos.Zapata.90. And we'll tell you where you can find Terry Raposa, R-A-P-O-Z-A's info as well. This is a shorter segment, long segment coming up, gentlemen, but thanks for being here and tell us why you, because I know last time I said I wanted to get Terry on. I'm familiar with some of his work. But how exciting this is, a way to save California and the West Coast from the Chi-Com. So you guys have got the floor. Tell us your view on what's currently happening, the state of Jefferson, the election, where you want to go. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me back on, and I'm glad Terry's here with me today. He's got a lot of good information. I think you'll like a lot of what he says. But we've been busy up here. You know, when people said, hey, keep fighting the fight, we went to work and did just that. We've been taking the fight to the enemy every single day, not only on social media, but also here, you know, in the halls of our own chambers, at our board supervisors meetings, in churches we've been meeting in, at businesses. We've been getting together a lot of good patriots and getting ready for this monumental.
And by the way, they're scared in D.C. They have folks don't know big national articles about the rebellion in Northern California and how you're bad and how no one's following the orders. Now you're bad.
Right. Yeah, you know, somehow we have become that pointy tip of the spear in this fight, which I think last time we talked, I was asked a couple times, you know, I was a little bit reluctant to take that on, but we have taken it on because we built such a fantastic team up here. And whoever knew that Northern California would be an example for the rest of the country to follow. But we're getting calls from people all over the country and the world, you know, who are watching what we're doing and want to support what we're doing and do what we're doing in their own towns. So hopefully this is a big movement that
we'll talk about that next segment. Let's get in now your view on the politics, what's unfolding, all the incredible things. My intel from the highest levels is the Chinese networks are being rolled up. They're panicking. They're actually in flight right now. I'm not saying we're going to win the election for sure, but really good news coming out that the Democrats are being cut off from their funding.
I think they got caught with their pants down, and they don't know what to do.
And people are waking up.
People are absolutely seeing this for what it is, for what we've been saying, what we've been warning them of for the last 6 months, year and a half. You know, now it's coming to fruition in a very real way. And, you know, if you watched the Tucker Carlson interview the other day, I thought that was fantastic. I thought that if after that you still believe that you should vote for Biden, then you have no business having any kind of say into what our country does, because you clearly have lost all your patriotism or any care for anything American. So what do you think, Terry?
Well, I think a lot of it is local. I think it's the same way that we fought the revolution. And I know that you had my good friend Chris Ann Hall on not too long ago. And Chris Ann is actually, I think, the greatest proponent for the Constitution in the United States, maybe in all the world. Point being is that when you look at what we need to do is we need to have a restoration. This isn't a revolution, folks. It's a restoration. We already have God-given rights, unalienable rights. We have those rights. And what we're doing is trying to regain those rights. They're protected by the Constitution. And Alex, as you said 100 times, everybody's pounding on this. Everybody's trying to pounce on our Constitution to say, well, you know, it's a living document. It's this, that, or the other. But I think, and I think this is something Carlos and I would like to express, we really have found the silver bullet, and it's a very simple thing. The silver bullet basically is how we get rid of all this crap all at once. And I think we found that, and we found it in the people. And if I may, I could break it down for you.
Start getting into it. So it's we the people. That's why it says in the Declaration of Independence, we stop complying, recognize our rights, it's game over.
Yes, sir. And that's the whole thing. So what do we have to do? We have three things in this silver bullet. This solves everything. First of all, without representation, nothing matters, period. If you're not represented and you don't have your Article 4, Section 4 United States constitutional position, you are not going to have any kind of say in your government. Number two, protect the Second Amendment. Without the Second Amendment, we can't protect the rest. We've seen what people like Newsom have done, the mayor of Michigan, et cetera, et cetera. And number three, when we elect these people, we've got to give them the opportunity to give them adequate apportionment. That means that they are able to represent the people who elect them and are accountable to them, and not have a situation like we have in California with the state government, where we have 1 million people for every state senator and 500,000 for every assemblyman. We have to have a position to where they're accountable to us, but we also have to give them a position like maybe one for every 5,000 and a senator for every 10,000 or one for every county, to where people can actually get to their elected officials. Their elected officials have the opportunity to hear them, and the elected officials must be accountable to the people and also accountable legally to their oath of office, the United States Constitution, the state constitution, and also to any laws and not exempt from any. Now, this qualified immunity, not exempt from anything, but they are in a position where they are accountable to the same laws we are. If we do those three things, they're simple. And Carlos, my friend here, what he represented was every man, a young man who has a business, a young man who's out there and who's fighting the fight, cares about his family, cares about his community, cares about his country, fought for his country.
Sure. Listen, I'm happy to get into federalist systems and all these other systems, and it's important to rediscover what we are and who we are. The fact that the UN's trying to come in and say it controls all government, the fact that we're under a multinational system, we have to rediscover our rights and then enforce them. But the bigger issue is the state of Jefferson. We're supposed to get a big overview, how that could start, the history of that. It's fascinating. A little bit of time on the state of Jefferson and the move for a long time to split California up.
This goes back to the 30s and 40s. Right?
Well, actually it was. But back in 1941, that movement there, that was about money, because that was before a court case called Reynolds versus Sims culminated from a number of court cases in where we did have adequate representation. The senators at that time were divided up by county, which means that each county had a senator and each particular county had an assemblyman based upon population. Now, that's the same as what we have in the federal government. As we know, we can have big states like California with 40 million people and a small state like Wyoming with 700,000. They both have two senators, and the House of Representatives is based upon the population. And that's what we were doing. That's where we were prior to 1964, before Reynolds versus Sims. So, in essence, what happens with that is that it works off the federal model of government. Having those two senators for every state was Madison's idea. He's saying, you know, hey, we've got to make sure these smaller townships are represented as well as the larger cities at the time, like New York, Charleston, and Boston. So, two senators as a balance per state, and the House of Representatives based on population. Our assembly was capped in 1862 at 80. We had 417,000 people. Our Senate was capped at 40. Since that time, we have gained approximately 40 million people, with not one more assemblyman or one more state senator added. Now, the court system, and I'll leave it with this, the court system at that time had 55 courts. We now have 2,500 courts. So I think, as you said before, Alex, and rightly so, the court system's out of control, it's corrupt, and it now has a larger position than the other particular branches of government.
All right, gentlemen, fascinating stuff. Let's get into what's happening in politics, the election, the lockdown, your horrible, evil governor that the Texas governor follows orders from. Straight ahead. There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest, organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Search engine news. You'll get over 1,000 articles last day. It's not about bragging. It's about how scared they are of the truth. Despite them not letting it trend on YouTube, it has over 7 million views, over 5 million views on iTunes, and close to that on Spotify. It's number one biggest ever on Spotify against podcasts that have been on Spotify 6 years. And it's online to have more than the Elon Musk interview within a week. My last interview has 25 million views on YouTube alone. Now, folks, that's me with a broken wisdom tooth feeling like crap just covering the truth. It's not that I'm that good. people are looking for the truth. They just know what's straight, just like Carlos Zapata. Okay, gave a great two-minute speech. What everybody agreed with, we're being enslaved, we're being pushed around. Got millions of views online. They got scared of it. And so what I'm trying to say is, don't ever get scared of the billionaires and all the power and the system trying to crush you. People resonate with the truth, but they've got to see leadership. That's why there's a war on men all over the world, because historically and genetically, it's men that lead the fight and speak up and say no to what's happening. We got to get slapped down up front, but the good news is Carlos Zapata never gives public speeches. He's a veteran patriot, millions and millions of views. People love him in California, catalyzing a national movement. And it's the same thing for you. Are you the next Carlos Zapata, the next Alex Jones? You just simply have to go do the right thing, ladies and gentlemen, and know that that's what you did. And maybe it wakes up 1,000 people. Maybe it wakes up 1,000,000 people. But it's happening. Carlos, you've got your guest here, Terry Raposa. Let's get into the current politics, the world, the globalist strategy, what you expect them to do with this election. They're obviously losing. Early voting shows, huge Republican advantage. I think they're going to lose big, but they're going to contest it. They said they are. What are you guys worried about, and what are strategies nationwide?
That is what worries me. You know, we're sitting here talking about this early on today, Alex. There's no way that we lose this election legitimately. I mean, if you look at the numbers, right. you look at nationwide what's going on. Not only, you know, in the more red conservative states, we're talking about even here in California. I mean, Trump rallies are selling out. There's people waiting for hours and hours and hours overnight in line to go to these things, you know. There's a 96-mile-long Trump parade in Arizona. You know, so when they start to tell me that Biden's winning the polls, you got to start calling when the election votes are counted. That's when it's really going to start. We're going to have a fight for our identity and for our country at that point.
I totally agree. The real fight starts in 5 days.
It really does. Yeah, the fight's not now. This is the easy part. We're winning. We've already won this thing, Alex. The only reason that they could win, the thing that keeps me up at night and makes me scared and nervous, is that there's a thing called fraud, the thing that they are well familiar with. And if there's one thing that liberal does well, is they legislate well. And when I say legislate, I mean they litigate well. They have a very strong team of attorneys who are able to game this system.
And they have the media back them up with the lies.
They have the media who backs them up, which we don't have. You know, here we are running into our caves trying to get people to listen to us, you know, and they're parading as if they're the majority. They're certainly not.
That's a great point about the media. You know, and when you look at all this, it's really going to be taken back locally, state, fed, oh my. And a good example of that is what Carlos did. It's kind of like lions and tigers and bears, oh my. Carlos spoke in Shasta County. He spoke for 2 minutes, 3 minutes. When he was done, by the time passed a couple of weeks, what, 25 million people saw that? Because, again, it's the type of thing we have to fight locally. If we don't start understanding that, that's what we have to do. We have to do it at our local government, our local boards of supervisors, our local commissioners. That's what we have to start fighting.
It's bottom-up pressure. The pressure that we have put on our local government here, it has won the day, Alex. I mean, we are making progress. We were supposed to move back into this tyrannical purple tier. We were supposed to close our businesses here last week, and we ended up staying in the red tier, which, listen, I say that's abolish the entire tier system, tyrannical system altogether anyway. But, you know, that little victory that we got to be able to stay in the red tier because the state allowed us to, and I hate to even say those words, allowed us to.
Yeah. But the point is, they knew you weren't going to comply, so they didn't want to give you the victory.
Our local officials went and took the credit. Our local officials went out, Leonard Modi and Mary Rickard. They went out and said, oh, it's our connections up in Sacramento that helped us along. I go, connections? So now you have connections, right? After we put you to the fire, if we put your feet to the fire, and we put this upward pressure on you, now you want to go and take credit for what we're doing, right? Well, you know, whatever it takes, I guess, right?
But that's a microcosm. They want you to see it as a privilege to have your own business open. These are crazy people.
Can you imagine that? You know, these people have not signed a paycheck in their lives. You know, they haven't worked an honest day's work in their life, you know.
And Carlos, I agree with you. As bad as it is, that's the good news, is they're so disconnected from reality, that's why they're going to lose. I mean, don't they know their paycheck comes from your business?
It does. And they claim, and listen to this, our CEO at Shasta County, Matt Pontes, claims that we lose money from the government. Right? So what he says, he says we get more money from the state promised to us than we would if businesses were open. But I think that's a very short-sighted plan. Sure. Maybe this year that's the case.
Oh, yeah, we're going into debt for generations. Yeah, exactly.
But long term, I mean, my kid who runs a lemonade stand knows better. You know, I mean, he's got more business with than that to know that you can't sustain that for much longer than this year, if at all. We can't even afford it this year.
So what happens when they say Trump didn't win? The Democrats said they're going to have states break away. They're saying they're going to have California secede. In the New York Times reported John Podesta war games. We go back to California again. All politics is local. What does California do to stand up and say that's not the case when the legislature says that Trump isn't legitimate?
Well, the thing is that if California secedes, that's the best news we ever had, because we could file for an Article 4, Section 3 state split, the state of Jefferson, just like West Virginia did. West Virginia didn't need the state's permission because there was no state to go to. Virginia had seceded from the Union. So in essence,
slow down. That's important. Exactly. Once they say they're not part of the Union, it becomes liquefied, and you have home rule under common law, and you split off.
Right.
And that would be paradise for us.
With Article 4, Section 3, it specifically states in the United States Constitution that a state can be created within a state with the blessing, with a simple one vote, of the state legislative body and the Congress of the United States. The president doesn't have to sign off on it, nor does the governor. In essence, we would skip the state process, the legislative position in the state, and move directly toward the federal government and say, okay, Congress, we don't want to leave. We don't want to take a star off the flag. We want to add one. You know, that's the gig. And before the program's over, I have a two-minute little thing I'd like to read on that. But
go ahead, do it right now. Go ahead and tell us about that, Terry.
All right. Well, I'll wait. This might take 3 minutes.
All right. Keep going big picture here, though. This is a historic moment we're at, guys.
Big picture.
Okay. You know, this could actually be a fast track to what we've been wanting to do since 1941, Alex. This could actually be a fast track. So if California talks about seceding, that's great. We win. You know, and we take all the money and resources with us. So that's what they don't understand. They think that they're going to secede from the Union and all of a sudden have the same economic fortitude that they have now, and they will not at all, because if you know anything about the state of California, we hold the resources, we have the water, and what people don't know is we have a ton of gold up here that is still unmined.
And if they don't secede, how about we arrest the governor? We now have a support statement expressing that. And I have several different laws the governor's broken. Everybody's saying, you know, hey, let's sue the guy. Let's sue the son of a bitch. Okay? Here's the deal. Let's arrest the son of a bitch. He's broken the law. And I think we've been barking up the wrong tree. I think we have to go after this governor on the way he's broken the law. Title 8, Code Section 1324 of the United States Code specifically states that you cannot harbor or shield an illegal alien. What the hell is a sanctuary state? Article 1, Section 8, Clause 3 of the United States Constitution, Clause 4, specifically states that we, as states, gave the federal government jurisdiction over naturalization, over immigration. You know, he is...
Well, sure, he's a rogue governor. When he doesn't follow the federal system, he's no longer a governor. He's a rogue agent. He's a pirate.
Yeah, he's done that. He's made illegal trade agreements with China. He's colluded with different states.
Obviously, he's illegal as hell. Well, what about the good old-fashioned recall? I mean, he's got to be incredibly unpopular.
Well, what do we have vote right? I think we need 1.4 million votes right. Let's say another 600,000 because of the repeat signatures right.
But the recall, what do we have? The recall is a good idea. The problem with the recall is that he has broken the law, folks. He has.
No, I got it. Okay, let's come back and talk about California, because that's the big first commie domino to fall. And I agree, we shouldn't just give the state over. We should take it back. We'll be right back with Carlos Zapata and his guest.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back, Alex Jones here. For anybody that's read a history book, you know there's always groups trying to take you over. And sometimes the government trying to take you over is better than your government. It's kind of like, well, why fight that? But globalism, communism, the Chi-Coms, this is not good. People like Venezuela or Nazi Germany or North Korea, if this ends up happening, this is authoritarianism. Carlos Zapata, activist out in California, and Terry Raposo, another activist, really smart guys, are here with us. Terry, you were going to get into a little 2-3 minute breakdown you wanted to cover dealing with this. Go ahead.
Well, I think the thing is what we have to do. It's amazing what you can do with a couple of buddies sitting in front of a fireplace having beer. But what we did is we decided to figure out how we're going to do this. We need a unity is what we need. We need unity. And how do we take 23 counties that have signed declarations to withdraw from the state of California due to lack of representation and dilution of vote? How do we find that unity? And how do we find unity for all the counties of California? So we came up with this. Young man named Steve Baird and I sat down and we put this together. So I'm going to read it to you real quick. 11 score and 8 years ago,
Providence brought together the brightest minds of an age to forge a lasting legacy which we, in our posterity, are privileged to call our Constitution. Honoring a millennia of foundational principles of natural law, our founding fathers developed a republican system of government that has endured more than 2 1/4 centuries. The Northern California counties of Jefferson, as a pledge to Almighty God, do declare our unity with the United States of America and intend with our blood, treasure, and sacred honor to remain with the nation we hold most dear. No seditious actions by elements within California or its separatist legislature will deter us from remaining a strong and ardent people living within the greatest nation ever designed. For how could we as a free people not wish to remain active participants in our representative form of government, a republic created not to suppress but to serve the people and bind the government? As a nation, our sacred documents codify by the laws of God secure man's unalienable rights to life, liberty, and property, and the ability to protect the same. No man or rogue form of government may ever stake claim to those tenets which have been ordained by him. Make known that one hint of seditious behavior by a self-stylized protectorate of an ignorant people will be met with swift and unrelenting support of our nation. The people of the counties bound together under the name of Jefferson are wholly engaged in remaining one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And that says it all on what we're going to do if they secede from the United States.
And so for listeners, I want people to understand this. Most listeners get this, but some may not. China's taking over Hong Kong and Taiwan right now by force. The globalists, by funding the collapse of Latin America, are trying to take us over through UN action. And so that's where this is. If there's not movements in California and other states that when these takeovers are attempted, we have a counter-movement, they'll win. But if there's a counter-movement already in place, people will obviously want to stay in the republic. This will instantly stop them. And so what you're doing is God's work, because I know the UN has said they want to break up the U.S., starting with California. This is an official plan, and people 10 years ago would laugh at that, a year ago. People don't laugh now. They see the country's in trouble. So what you guys are doing is a very good defensive, forward-looking operation, though, to say no and deny the globalists. This is very important work.
Well, I think the thing is that the cross-pollinating with people like the Freedom Angels, our good friends, J.C. and Chris Ann Hall, Peggy Hall, down in Orange County, there's so many great people. Dr. Cordy Williams, a young man who was a Marine, who's now a doctor. Great people. Carlos, you know. And we're finding all these great young people that are understanding, hey, you know, we need to bond together. You know, frankly, people say, well, you know, I've lost a lot of my liberty. No, you've lost all of your liberty. I'd like somebody to name one thing that the government doesn't control at this time, whether it be the food you eat, the water you use, the gas you use.
Exactly. So we have to all start thinking about taking over our cities, our counties, exactly. And if the UN takes over our state, we have a right to secede because it's not representation, but it has the taxation. Carlos Zapata, other points about the election, about Trump, what your prediction is about to happen.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, this is nothing new, right? This has been done in Vermont, Kentucky, Maine, West Virginia. I mean, the mechanism is there for us to be able to do this. But, yeah, let's move on to what's going on now, Alex. I say Trump wins in the landslide. I say the battle starts when the Democrats contest the election. And I think then it goes to the Supreme Court, which is great, right? We have a great new Supreme Court justice there who I think will see things our way. But I do not think that the battle will be won in the halls of the Supreme Court or even in the halls of Congress or at the White House. It's going to be on the streets.
That's right. The communist forces have been wound up and are ready. And sure, they're not formidable individually, but the stand down of blue city mayors empowers them as a domino effect. How do you stop that? Employ the Insurrection Act, send in federal troops to commandeer those cities that are no longer under state control?
You know, the number one weapon that the left has historically, Alex, is destabilization. Destabilization. They will destabilize our societies. They'll destabilize our businesses, which they've already done with this whole COVID hoax. And they will continue to do this, you know, from our schools to where we shop to where we live. So if we think for one second that we don't have a fight
ahead of us here. Yeah. We are dead wrong. We're prepared here, Alex. We have people we can call. We have people who are training, who, I mean, we have food supplies, we have water, we have everything we need to survive and to fight a war against these idiots, because they think they're going to come over here and tell us what to do after we've won a legitimate election, and they want to illegitimize that. They have,
and let's be clear, when you say you have food and water, they're trying to cut that off with COVID as the cover for a siege, an international UN-run siege. They admit to make us hate Trump, but it's backfired. People know that Trump and the Republicans didn't do this. Well, what are folks saying? Because I've read the national news stories in Vanity Fair and Politico and a bunch of places really demonizing Northern California for how radical it is. But I know a lot of liberals that used to live there. I know a psychologist. I know a psychiatrist. I know a medical doctor. I know a lawyer that lives there. They're all super listeners now. They weren't listeners years ago. I knew them through family. They're all more rabid than I am now. I mean, I really think they triggered an awakening here of vestigial energies and instincts people had.
Well, it's all theoretical when you're sitting in a college classroom getting brainwashed, but once you go out into the real world and you see that we're actually under attack, you have a choice to make. And I think that's what's happened now, Alex, is our backs to the wall. We've been attacked in a very real way, to where if we don't fight back, we will not survive. We will be wards of the state for the rest of our lives. We will be enslaved to people such as Gavin Newsom for the rest of our lives. So we're fighting. At this point, and people are behind us. And you're right. I have leftist friends who have left the Democratic Party now and have joined. And listen, this is not about Republican or Democrats. There's evil on both sides. This is about liberty.
It's about human sovereignty.
And that's what it is. It's absolutely about sovereignty. It's about freedom. It sounds so cliche, but that's what we're fighting for every single day, Alex. I think that's why it's a unifying message. This is not a separatist message like they would have you believe. This is actually
the globalists want to break the country up. You want to unify it.
We're galvanized. You know, I mean, this is great. We're stronger than ever. You come up here to Tehama County, Shasta County, Siskiyou County, and these northern counties in Northern California, and you're not going to overrun us. There's pioneer blood that runs through our veins.
Because I've read even the news is pissed that no one's wearing the damn mask anymore. Almost all the businesses are open, just saying, screw you.
Why would we? Well, why would I? You know, the only thing a mask does is tell who they can control. You know, and there's less people wearing masks now, Alex. You know, up here I'm seeing less and less. For a while I saw a little spike where people were wearing them everywhere, and now I think people are starting to realize it. And if they are wearing a mask, you can see the embarrassment in their eyes when they see people like me, and you can see the cowardice, and you can see.
I agree. We're out of time. Carlos Zapata, Terry Raposo, great to have you on. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Thank you.
All right. Now, we got Matt Bracken coming up, but I promise callers, Jim, Thomas, Wendy, Matt, Mark, Emmanuel, Brian, and Stephen, some of you have been holding the longest. Whoever's been holding the longest, I'm going to go right to you, Stephen in Florida, when we start the next hour. Great guest. Great to have the local view versus the international and national view. Separately, I want to thank you all for your support. And even though we're turning the corner in a lot of ways, InfoWars has not turned the corner. We need financial support. Plus, I'm selling things you need. Books, films, documentaries, air filtration, water filtration, storable food. It's all the best you're going to find at the lowest price. And by that, there's always something better that costs five times more. But for good price stuff that's high quality, we got it. It's all there. We have two new items back in stock. This will be next week's sale, but I'm launching it now. We have BioTrue Selenium that's essential for electrochemical activity, the body, immunity, everything. It's back in stock, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Triple Patriot Points Free Shipping, and Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. Other leading competitors have a 3 to 5%. This is amazingly strong. People are blown away. My wife got some great benefits for her joints and stuff. She plays a lot of competitive sports with normal turmeric. She's like, my God, this is way better. Why? I said, it's concentrate, sweetheart. So now she's addicted to it for 2 years. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock, 50% off, Triple Patriot Points Free Shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, great for immune system, high-quality B12 under the tongue, 50% off. Vitamineral Fusion discounted, but it's going to sell out. Take advantage of these sales right now while you still can and fund the InfoWar. And, of course, get an Arrest Bill Gates and Fauci shirt at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Back in 2 minutes and right to your calls.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.